Car, call William Matar.
For the rest of this afternoon, partly to mostly sunny with a high of 33, colder but less wind than yesterday. For tonight, mainly clear skies and cold, low in the 20s, teens to the south of Rochester.
This report is sponsored by Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars.
Sweet and salty bars from Nature Valley are a perfect combination of sweet and salty. So take a moment for yourself out here. You deserve every last bite. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars, now available in minis.
Fox Sports 1280 is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app, now number one for podcasting. Fox Sports 1280, an iHeartRadio station. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester proudly welcomes you to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show. From the east side to the Finger Lakes to the west side, this is a show that covers all of Section 5 sports.
From top to bottom.
Got a scoop or take? Call or text the show at 222-1280.
Nobody scoreboard watching. Plenty of fans do that.
Now let me give you what you came for.
Now live from the Fox Sports 1280 studios in downtown Rochester, here's your host, Jeff DeVeronica.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeff DeVeronica. I am not broadcasting live from downtown Rochester. For the first time ever, I'm broadcasting from my basement because of the corona craze, the coronavirus epidemic. We'll have some guests on today's show. Later on, we're going to have on Dan Glover, Spencer Pro Wrestling coach, and Monique Hardy, a terrific weight thrower from Webster Thomas, and her coach, her throws coach, Matt Carpenter. But the first half hour, I want to break form here. I want to really talk to you and just kind of do a check-in with you. How are you doing, high school athletes? How are you doing, high school coaches? I want to see where you're at. This is a crazy time we're living in right now. I hope everyone is safe and healthy. We are going to bring on in a couple minutes Erica Ebert. She's a mindfulness expert. She's been on the show before. She's a teacher on special assignment for the Webster School District. And nothing goes easy with live radio. My Facebook live broadcast cut off after like 30 seconds. So I'm trying to manage that too. You know, this is a weird time, and I really do feel for high school athletes and coaches. I feel especially for coaches who might be have coached their last. I feel especially for the athletes, the seniors who may have coached their last or played their last game. We don't know what's going to happen with spring sports. We don't know what's going to happen with school. I can tell you from working in a school district that we are shut down until April 1st by the governor of New York saying that schools will close till at least April 1st. I'm telling you, I think it's going to be a little longer than that. That's just my opinion. If you look around, I don't think that's a unique opinion. I think it's just look around what's happening in the world. So hang in there. We're going to talk with Erica here in a second about what we can do to kind of try to create a new normal. She's got some good techniques and looking forward to that. But I want to at least tell you that we're not going to have really a athlete of the week because no one's played any games. We are going to have a featured athlete of the week. We are going to have a coach of the week. But we'll be moving forward the best we can, just like you are. We are going to have a team of the week. It's a team that hasn't played a game in 2 weeks. But I really think that they deserve some credit. So without any further ado, let's bring on to the specialties hotline, Erica Ebert, mindfulness expert. She's into balance yoga. That's her thing on Webster. And Erica's been on the show. Erica, thanks for coming on the program. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Trying to keep my wife and family healthy, my daughter healthy. I think that's the first and foremost thing. I know everyone's trying to manage home learning schedules and trying to figure out how we get going again in our lives. But how are you doing? What's your life look like now these days?
Well, honestly, same thing you're saying with some family health issues, just managing those. But also, to be honest, I'm feeling fairly fortunate to have the work that I have with mindfulness and the ability with technology to connect with people and like you said, you work for a school district, as do I, and just helping parents and teachers and students find a new normal, like you said, for home instruction and the management of stressors that's coming up. So with both the yoga studio balance and the school district, we're finding really, I think, innovative ways at this time, working, navigating Zoom and Google Hangouts and all that to try to stay connected. So,
I wish I bought stock in Zoom video, but, and I can tell you that the schools are doing their best, folks. We, you know, try to close down school and then open back up in a virtual way. It's pretty weird and pretty wild. I can say that I know that at least I think West Roniquare, we're going to have some more programming coming forward for our kids as we try to have this new normal. So stay tuned for that to our West Roniquare channels. But Erica, tell me about PrEP. I know you've been thinking about this, and live video or live chats are a big deal. But one strategy I can tell you, I try to do it Thursday for Friday for my work schedule, is I made a list. If you're big on post-it notes and making lists, I made a list of things I need to do on Friday, and I tried to stick to it. Now, I had a couple things happen in my work schedule that prevented me from getting to things 5 and 6 on the list, but I think that's an important thing to do, is to make lists. I've heard people say set alarms. And laying on the couch, set an alarm to get up at a certain time and go do something, and then when the alarm goes off, go do it. So what do you think about that? What do you think of, what are some strategies you have for people moving forward?
So I love the idea of keeping a routine, and at the really discretion of individually how that makes each of us feel. Sometimes routines feel overwhelming, and sometimes they feel like they help us maintain some control. So personally, I'm with you, Jeff. I like the idea of maintaining that routine. And before I jump into this strategy for athletes, I want to second what you said about our seniors and our coaches that may be in their last season of this. You know, mindfulness is not about me coming on the program today and saying, get calm, get peaceful, all is well. That's a big misconception about it. I feel greatly for them and can't imagine what that does feel like. But I do want to offer this. Came up with a little acronym, which is helpful to remember things. So it's PrEP. And the first part of that is this practice presence. No matter what, if we're in a time like this or if we're in season, these are things for athletes that are so important to do a mindfulness practice in staying in the moment, to train our brains to be in the moment, because the constant talking about how unfair this feels, even though it's justifiable, if we keep replaying how unfair it is, how sad we are, how angry we are, again, all those feelings are okay to have, but the more we talk about it, the more we get into a brain that that is out of the moment. And what we have the luxury right now of doing is training our brains to stay in the present moment. The second piece of that is the R, the replay and remind. Visualization, and I'm sure you know this, and a lot of my coaches know this, that, you know, the brain, you're training the brain. The brain doesn't know if you are physically doing something or not. So the strategy of visualization, to replay, whether it is a meet, if you're a swimmer, to go through that from start to finish, or to go through plays, or stepping up to home plate when you're first batting, the more you visualize those things, the more you train your brain for that. The E is energize. You know, what gives your body physical energy? And to stay really present to maintaining that strength and energy. And then the last part is brand new to PrEP, a little adjustment here, but positive interactions. In this definition, though, like how to do positive team building online, right, whether it's Zoom or Google Hangouts, but practicing, meditating, training our brains and or the physical workout, you know, I'm air quoting, together in those Zoom meetings. So we say that 90% of the game is mental. Well, the playing field is evened right now, unfortunately, and we can take this time, because no one's in this team physical practicing, no one's playing, but we can take this time individually to train the brain and get that really strong. That might not be a consolation to the athletes out there, but it also is something really positive to be able to do.
Well, the next 2 weeks are going to be really critical. I think if there's going to be a spring season for these athletes, and I tell you right now, if I had my senior season ripped away from me the last time I put on a uniform, it would be tough to cope with. But, you know, the alternative is we have a pandemic that never ends. And it goes on, instead of for months, it goes on for years and kills off millions instead of thousands. So I think our kids, our teenagers, our athletes, if you can take a step back, and my dad always told me that, you know, high school, being in high school is the best time of your life. And, you know, it's so, you got your friends, your family, it's all together. You're not separated. And you're playing sports, you're learning stuff, you're getting ready to set up your future. And your future is still there. But I just hope all the athletes and coaches are working together and staying connected using technology. I know at Western Iroquois, I've been working with Dan Fichter, a terrific football coach who's terrific with neuroscience and the brain, and hope to have him on the show next week. And we're going to be rolling out some strategies every day for Western Iroquois, Iroquois high school athletes, but even our junior high athletes and younger to stay active and stay engaged and stay present, as you like to say, and don't look too far to the back and don't look too far to the forward. Stay in the present. I know that's big with you, Erica, with balance and yoga. I think this is a great opportunity for people to kind of reinvent themselves or do those things you just didn't have time to do. I want to rip up my closet and put in a new way to do our walk-in closet, because I just don't have time to do that. And because the way I am, it takes me extra time. I'll do something wrong and have to, you know, redo it. So what are you hearing, though, from fellow teachers? I think it's important for kids to know that the educators are there for them and the coaches are there for them.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like you, being in this now education industry, your Twitter feed probably looks different than it used to, and you're probably seeing, like I am, so many of our colleagues offer really incredible ways to connect with students. And it's a learning curve for us, too, right, with technology. Many teachers haven't had to use Zoom or forums like that. So really what I'm seeing, whether it's in Webster, where I am, or any of the other districts around, just this really this deep dive right away into how can we connect to kids, not just from the instructional space, but also from a wellness and a mental health part too, because that's a big part of it, that connection. And whether they're little ones or older, there is a lot of connection to teachers that can be helpful and principals. And I've seen some of our principals jump into virtual classrooms online just to say hi to the kids. So it's really, it's pretty incredible what we can do. And I think, Jeff, it's important to focus on what we can do, because focusing on what we can't, you brought up your, and I'm sorry, I forget the name of the person that you brought up about the science of the brain, but if we focus on what we can't do, those pathways of negativity just get stronger. So it is time to build positive pathways in the brain and focus on what we can do.
222-1280 is the number. I didn't mention that, but I should have. Her name's Erica Ebert. She's a mindfulness expert. She is a teacher on special assignment for the Webster School District. I work at Western Iroquois, and I can tell you that from being someone, I manage our website with my terrific colleague, Pat Hartman, and we have what we call, it's like a digital filing cabinet. It's what Aaron Johnson, our superintendent, called it. On our we call it our COVID-19 page, our coronavirus page, it's about, we've got stuff on there about meal distribution for kids who need food. I think a lot of people in this world don't realize that that kids need food. Kids can't afford to eat, and so we have a meal distribution site set up. We have mental health resources for our students at Western Iroquois. We've got learning plans for elementary and middle school and junior and senior high kids. Child care options, that's something moving forward that I know that is going to be keen if this is an extended closure, that schools are going to help try to find ways to help families find child care. I know the Rochester YMCA, which is one of our great sponsors, they're doing something at a couple of their branches. Again, if you go to, at least if you go to West Aronicoid's page, westaronicoid.org, and click on the Corona page, as you go to child care options, it tells you, it goes right to the YMCA site and tells you what branches are open, what you'd have to pay per day. So a lot of great things from a lot of districts, and I've been really happy to see that most parents I've seen understand that we in education have never been through this before. No one's been through this before, any aspect of it. So, and I said this last hour with Dr. Sam, I'll say it again. Our ancestors, our grandfathers and grandpas and fathers for some people, were asked to protect our country by going to war. We're asking you to protect our country, young people especially, who don't really get, they're getting the message, by staying home and being safe and not getting a virus that you don't know you have and infecting somebody else. I think that's an important piece of that, Erica, is that I think a lot of young people don't get it. They don't understand that. I know it's not going to hurt you or kill you, but it might kill somebody you infect. And I think that's a real important message that some people, I think, are now hopefully getting. And that's why the government is having to take a lot of these extra steps to make sure people aren't being, lack of a better word, stupid.
Right. Yeah, I think that. You know, also with that sometimes ignoring something is a way of managing the fear of it too, right? Like, hey, if we don't talk about it, if we pretend it's not happening, then I don't have to deal with the feelings of being afraid. I'm not saying that there also isn't the ignorance piece, but there also is that part of like, I don't want to face it. And that's a big piece of mindfulness or really just, like growing up in many ways, although there likely are adults and myself included sometimes that don't want to face things as well. So, really understanding where everybody's coming from during this time becomes a piece of this as well. And we've all never been through this before. So it is new territory for all of us. One of my colleagues, Dr. Stacy Exner, and I created a YouTube channel through the Webster School District. You can just find it by searching my name on YouTube. And it is discussions and meditations and just for, you know, little ones all the way up through adults on ways to help navigate these uncharted waters.
222-1280 is our number. We're going to go to the specialties hotline in a second. We do have a caller on the line. Tony from...
It's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. She happens! Salvatore's 32-piece giant sheet pizza. Order Salvatore's for your next family or staff event. Party with Rochester-style pizza. And don't forget, coupons always at Salvatore's.com!
If going over 200 miles per hour in an Apache helicopter in the black of night sounds like your idea of a good time, then you might want to check out the U.S. Army's Warrant Officer Flight Program. You'll get to fly some of the most exciting and advanced helicopters in the world, like the Apache and Black Hawk. And you won't be in the air doing traffic reports or checking out the scenery. You'll be flying on exciting missions. You can earn your pilot's license and get paid well to do so. Very well. For more information, call Geneva at 781-2200, Greece at 663-3690, Henrietta at 427-8600, or Newark at 331-7625. Paid for by the U.S. Army. GoArmy.com.
If you had someone who could help with your workers' comp case, like a good friend or family member, the attorneys at Connors and Ferris will sit down with you to discuss your case, and your attorney will personally return your phone calls. Connors and Ferris has helped over 9,000 injured workers receive the money they deserve.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Call 262-COMP today.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? to defy age, or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do. Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness, your goal is our goal.
Welcome to the Summit Federal Credit Union. Maybe you're in school, saving for college or working, or maybe you're doing all three at once. Whatever your situation, the Summit can help make your financial future bright. We'll help you choose the checking, savings, credit card, or investment options that are right for you. Join the Summit today. Visit summitfcu.org or come visit us at any branch. The Summit, here to help with every phase of your life. Membership eligibility required, subject to credit approval. The Summit Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
There are plenty of professional sports teams in Rochester, but there's also a lot of great high school sports action in each town in our area. When's the last time you checked out a high school game? Session 5 sports are about more than just wins and losses. They're about teaching teamwork, dedication, and discipline. So support the kids who play for your school. Get out and watch a high school game today. For more information, including schedules, rosters, and stats, visit section5.org. That's section v.org. Brought to you by the Monroe County League and Section 5.
College Assistance Plus has worked with thousands of families, saving them millions of dollars. It can be stressful choosing the right college, but we're here to help. CA Plus will guide you from college visits to college graduation and through every step in between. Each student and family situation is different, and we work to accommodate those specific needs. Call today for a free family meeting, 585-582-1846, or visit collegeassistanceplus.com for more information. College is expensive. College Assistance Plus can help.
Think of the RIT Inn and Conference Center located at 5257 West Henrietta Road for your next stay, celebration, or meeting. 204 spacious sleeping rooms with hotel amenities including indoor and outdoor heated pools, whirlpool, dry sauna, and 24-hour fitness center. The RIT Inn and Conference Center provides everything needed for a comfortable night's stay. Visit rit.edu/RITIN. Make yourself at home at the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
Surprises can be great, except when they're not. Like when you're excited about a low car payment you saw advertised only to be blindsided by thousands of dollars due in the fine print. That's no fun. And that's why at I'd Honda, we're up front and make it easy. See, when we advertise payments, we already include everything, even the tax and fees. So you're not left wondering what you're really gonna have to put down to get the car you want. It's just one of the many ways we make it easy and fun for you to get your new ride at I'd Honda.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
New Salvatore's touchless delivery.
Salvatore's.com.
Monday. Drive home and talk sports with Doug. The Doug Gottlieb Show. Monday 3 till 6 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Jeff D. Veronica back on this fragmented high school sports show brought to you by Collins and Ferris and Salvatore. We didn't get a chance to tell you about our friends in Bassetter on the way into our break, so I'll tell you about it right now. Don't be a do-it-yourself diva like me and screw things up. Call the folks in Bassetter. They can remake your bathroom in one day. They have time for you if you want. You can do it in many weeks, but they can do it one day too. So remodel with confidence. Remodel with Bassetter. 349-9940. I don't talk about anybody on my show that I don't trust. 349-9940. Bassetter.com. Check them out, please. Back on the specialties hotline is Eric Ebert, a mindfulness expert. We're talking about coping with what's going on in the world today. If you're a high school athlete, if you're a coach, if you're a student being separated from your normal world. And we have a couple of minutes with her. We're going to try to go to Tony one more time on the phone. I don't know if we have to. Let's wing it, Rich. I think we got him. Tony from Hamlin, you're on the show. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Tony.
Tony.
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Boy, I tell you what, Antonio. Tony, you're a coach, right?
Yeah.
What's it like for you?
Oh, it's first time in 40 years I'm not coaching in the spring. Not being around my players. We were into our – I do coach in college. So we were into our about 20-something practice. We had four games in. And we went within a four-hour period, we went from going to Florida to having our season canceled. So it was quite a mental thing with my kids.
Yeah, I think, Erica, the mental aspect of this, more so than physical, I think, is what's going to be a challenge. I mean, let's face it, it's not even been a week yet. This could be a couple more weeks. Right, Erica?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
what advice do you give to somebody that might be struggling with the mental aspect of it?
You know, it's again, Jeff, this idea that, and I'm listening to Tony, you can hear it in his voice, there's a sadness to it. And you know, one of the things, whether it's a team like this or any other time, the more in which we talk about something, the more our thoughts impact how we feel. So it's not about, you know, spinning everything rose-colored, but it's also the idea that, I'll come back to it, what can we do? What, you know, how can we connect? And really shifting from that space of the constant rumination and talking about the unfairness and the sadness to feeling those feelings, to having that out and then moving forward. I mean, no one better than athletes understands how to persevere when there's disappointment, right? In many ways, like you can't stay focused on that loss, that last play, that bad call. There's this forward movement that's got to be brought now into deeper existence with that. The acknowledgement of how you feel and then the moving forward of it, for me, I think is possibly helpful.
Tony, what are you doing to stay busy to pass the time?
Oh, no, my wife has things for me to do. But I also need to, we're working from home, so I have to have a plan every day. And part of the plan is contacting my players every single day. I'll text them. And then we always had individual academic meetings once a week. So those will start up again via Zoom. I know you talked about Zoom before. Once I figure out how to actually invite somebody, they're signing up for like the 15 minutes that we usually do every week. Because Monday they start classes because we've been on spring break.
So okay.
They get back, some of them being teenagers, you know, 18 through 22, they went to Florida because their parents were going to be there because we were going to play. And they get back to reality Monday, and they have classes, their normal load, just like the high school kids. But
yeah, Tony, I appreciate the call. I wish you all the best moving forward. I know you, Tony Chicarillo. Folks, if you know Tony Chick, he's a longtime softball coach. Coach Webster, actually, for a long time, and won a couple of Section 5 championships.
17 years.
Is Tony there?
Well, yeah, I'm here, if you could hear me.
All right,
know.
Tony.
Hey, thanks, and hope.
Okay, now he's gone. Yeah, I think those check-ins are important, Erica, right? And maybe now, I think people that maybe are a little afraid of technology need to try to use FaceTime or use Zoom or use Skype. Because I think it's going to be important if you feel isolated to, you know, in this way, you know, glass is half full to me is think about all this video conferencing stuff that, you know, if this happened 10 years, 12 years ago, you couldn't see people's faces. It'd just be the same people in your house every single day.
So I completely agree, yeah.
Glass is half full. But I think the actual seeing someone's face is actually important.
It is, and you know, in a world now where many, not just students, but adults are more comfortable texting oftentimes, now it becomes even more important to get on Zoom, which, by the way, is, and I'm saying this from someone who is familiar with it, but it really has pretty user-friendly. There's tutorials, and there's a lot of people who, if people will ask, can help them. You can get set up with that really quickly. But it's important to see other faces and to talk about it and to be heard and to have that interaction that way. And again, the positive idea, and Jeff, you hear this all the time, that that athletes, the biggest part of the game is the mental portion of the game. There is no better time to work on the mental prep of that. I know it doesn't take away the sadness or the rest of it, but if you want to feel like you're doing something positive for yourself and for the team, really, the interactions of that's a great thing to do, is to jump into it that way.
Give us a 30-second recap of prep. Practice. Go ahead. Practice.
Practice presence. replay and remind. So do some visualization, energize what gives your body physical energy, and have those positive interactions we were talking about, team building live on Zoom or Google Hangouts or anything like that.
Erica, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you helping so many people the way you do. And stay well, young lady.
Thank you, Jeff. You as well. Take care.
Right. Now let's just hope the call doesn't drop on me here on the air.
I'm
Erica Ebert there on this. Yeah, go ahead, hang up. We'll see what happens. Erica Ebert on the Special Tees hotline. Remember, Special Tees is a great company down in Geneseo, one of our longtime sponsors. And to see their inventory online, go to specialtees1.com. That's T-E-S and then the number 1.com. They can put your logo, your school logo, your kids' club team logo onto a pullover or a hat, whatever. And they'll give you a great price and it's quality work. We appreciate them helping support local high school sports and our radio show right here. Another sponsor that just joined on, they've been on for a while, actually. They came back this year, this spring, Finger Lakes Community College. We do a team of the week every week. And although this team hasn't played in a couple weeks, you know, I had like, 20 champions in basketball a couple weeks ago. Well, I only had one team of the week. So let's dial it back to a couple weeks ago. You want to talk about resilience and grit. Our Finger Lakes Community College team of the week has all of that and more. The Golden Gophers from Pavilion Girls Basketball, they lost 8 straight games in January. Then they went, there was 5 weeks without a win. But then Coach Ben Schwenbrotten's team, that's 3 freshmen, 2 sophomores, 3 juniors, and 1 senior. Pretty young team. They found their form. And as a number 7 seed, they reeled off 4 straight victories to capture the Section 5 Class C1 championship. Congrats to Pavilion. They knocked off the number 1 seed somewhere to do it, too. Congrats to Pavilion girls basketball. Their first title in school since 1981. They are the Finger Lakes Community College Team of the Week. You want to talk about a great place to visit. Finger Lakes Community College, you can do it online. They got a great visual of their campus online. FLTC.edu, Finger Lakes Community College, a proud supporter of Section 5 sports. This has been our U.S. Army segment, by the way. We talk about the Army and what they can do for young people. If you're a little lost in your compass, the Army can help get you back on track. To connect with them on Facebook, I think it's the easiest way to connect with our local recruiters, go up to that search function up there and search Grease Army Career Center. In a couple of clicks, you can be talking to our local promoters, our local recruiters, rather, to talk about the U.S. Army. There are more than 150 different careers in the U.S. Army, so please check them out. And thanks for their sponsorship, too. We'll take break number 2, and as we do that, we say we're going to come back and talk Sensible Wrestling and with Monique Hardy of Webster Thomas and Matt Carpenter. You're listening to the Connors and Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore Pizza.
Hey, Coogee, it's me, Soccer Sam for Salvatore's Pizza. Sheet happens. Salvatore's 32-piece giant sheet pizza. Order Salvatore's for your next family or staff event. Party with Rochester-style pizza. And don't forget, coupons always at Salvatore's.com.
Weddings, proms, any special event, get the look at Vittorio's. Discover the finest tuxedos and suits in Rochester with a personalized fit for your special day. Vittorio's carries one of the area's largest rental selections of designer tuxedos and accessories, including Slim Fit. And Vittorio's can color match dresses from any retailer. Out-of-town guests can use their nationwide fitting network. Enter to win free prom and wedding tuxedos at RochesterTux.com. Vittorio's, 1900 Eastridge Road. Call 467-7711. We want you looking great.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness, your goal is our goal.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Wish you had someone who could help with your workers' comp case, like a good friend or family member. The attorneys at Connors and Ferris will sit down with you to discuss your case, and your attorney will personally return your phone calls. Connors and Ferris has helped over 9,000 injured workers receive the money they deserve.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Call 262-COMP today.
We asked our employees their favorite thing about Vandersteins, and they all said the same thing. They say they like the hometown atmosphere and lack of that typical auto mall feel. And that's exactly what their customers tell them. Vandersteins Toyota is a relaxed, friendly place to do business. And there's always a Vandersteins here to make sure things go smoothly. If you want to buy your vehicle somewhere like that, come to Vandersteins. We want to move you.
Need help with your next home project? If your answer is yes, then your next call should be to American Custom Exteriors and Interiors, a local company that specializes in custom design. Roofing, siding, windows, kitchen and bath remodels, custom restoration work, American Custom Exteriors and Interiors does it all. It's a company that prides itself on its own craftsmanship and, unlike some others, doesn't hire out for help. American employs its own crews that work with you so the job gets done the way you want it. Visit their website at AmericanCustomInc.com or call 585-723-8072.
Think of the RIT In-N Conference Center, located at 5257 West Henrietta Road, for your next stay, celebration, or meeting. 204 spacious sleeping rooms with hotel amenities, including indoor and outdoor heated pools, whirlpool, dry sauna, and 24-hour fitness center. The RIT In-N Conference Center provides everything needed for a comfortable night's stay. Visit rit.edu/RITIN. Make yourself at home at the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
Surprises can be great, except when they're not. Like when you're excited about a low car payment you saw advertised, only to be blindsided by thousands of dollars due in the fine print. That's no fun. And that's why at Iad Honda, we're up front and make it easy. See, when we advertise payments, we already include everything, even the tax and fees. So you're not left wondering what you're really going to have to put down to get the car you want. It's just one of the many ways we make it easy and fun for you to get your new ride at Iad Honda.
Kick This, the Soccer Slam Show, is sponsored by Total Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. Have no fear, Total Comfort is here. Visit TotalComfortNewYork.com. That's TotalComfortNY.com. New Salvatore's Touchless Delivery.
Salvatore's.com.
Monday morning, there's no better way to begin your sports week than with Clay Travis. It's Outkick the Coverage. Monday morning, 6 till 9 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
We are back on the Connor Square of Legends Sports Club, brought to you by Salvatore's Secret and Captain Veronica. And let's go right back to the Tuskegee's hotline. I want to talk to, they were the team of the week about a month ago. And Dan Glover from Spencer Ford Wrestling is our coach of the week, brought to you by G&G Fitness. To nominate a coach, go to livefit.com. You also can get some great equipment right now from G&G Fitness. They can do virtual demos online, livefit.com. Get that equipment delivered right to your house. He's in his eighth year. He was in his eighth year. Now he's going to be going to his ninth year as the head coach of Spencer Ford Wrestling, the Gage Chalet grad, and Spencer Ford, they've won two Section 5 Class A titles in the last 3 years, and two Section 5 dual match titles in his eight-year tenure. His name is Dan Glover. Dan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for having me.
How are you guys? I know you're out of season now, and in a way, I guess it's kind of good that wrestling was ahead of the curve in regard to the state championships, but I guess how fortunate do you and your guys feel that you're able to get your season in the state championship?
We're all things considered, we're pretty lucky. We were able to squeeze it in right at the end here before things got out of control.
Dan, being our coach of the week, I always ask coaches, you're probably what, in your late 30s?
38, yep.
38, okay. What who are influential people on you? Who was there one person or many that said, you said to yourself, I want to be a coach someday. I want to be like that guy or that woman. How did you end up being a coach?
I think it was a couple guys in particular. My JV and modified coach, Jeff Whitman, who's a Section 5 football great, really inspired me to get into education. And my varsity wrestling coach, Craig Cody, both tremendous guys, great mentors. And I think those were probably the two that really pointed me in the direction of this. And then later in life, Bill Jacketo's influence certainly set me up for some success here.
Yeah, I went back this morning. I was doing some research on you, and my former colleague at the Democratic Chronicle, James Johnson, the first story he wrote about you being the new head coach at Spencerport, you said, which I think is a great way to look at it, I think he asked about the pressure of being the Spencerport wrestling coach. And you weren't the guy that succeeded Bill, and you said pressure to you is motivation. And I think competitors always look at it that way. Have you always kind of embraced it that way?
Well, I guess I didn't realize it until I was in that position. But, pressure pushes you to reach beyond where you're currently at.
Are you an old school guy? Have you had to modify it all in this new world of coaching, the way you can interact with your athletes? Are you a guy that yells and, are you a guy that's pretty soft-spoken? How do you navigate that in today's world, Dan?
I've never really been a yeller. It's just not really in my personality. But you can chew a kid out pretty good for things that they've done incorrectly. But then if you give them a pat on the back, I think it really goes a long way. So you can be hard on a kid, certainly, without yelling.
Who are some of your top guys this year? Let's get some names for those guys on the program and talk about what the great things they did this year. I apologize. I did not have the time this morning to find out how many state champions you guys had or if you had any. Do you guys have any state champs?
Not under me as a head coach, but we've had a bunch of guys place at the state tournament. It's hard to narrow down the top guys in my program right now because there's just so many of them that are producing great results week in and week out. Certainly Mason Wersinger is in that group. He's a state place winner, five-time Class A champ. But we've had a bunch of guys. I think we had, if I remember right, kind of blurs together after a couple years, but I think we had six Monroe County champs this year, seven guys in the finals, and 10 guys in the Class A finals.
How much did you use looking over a few miles away at Hilton and what they were doing as a way to push your guys?
That crosstown rivalry, that's certainly a big piece. Coach Gross runs a tremendous program, so I think in a way we both have pushed each other. And I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, a rising tide lifts all ships. So Hilton, Brockport, Webster Thomas, Rush, those teams have all kind of pushed each other, and that certainly has impacted us as well.
Well, I appreciate you making some time for me today. Congrats on being our G&G Fitness Coach of the Week, and good health to you and your family, Dan. Thanks again.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
All right, Dan Glover, coach at Spencerport. They were our team of the week a few weeks ago, and I was toying with the idea of making Coach Glover our coach of the week, but obviously it's going to be interesting for me the next few weeks and maybe even longer navigating how I do this show. I can envision a kind of a where are they now. Maybe we'll do a check-in with Bill Jacquetil. I know he's coaching at Brockport Wrestling and at the college level. So we'll see. Maybe we can do a Where Are They Now segment here on the Collins and Ferris High School Sports Show. As we go into break, I want to tell my friends at Bath Fitter, the price they give you when they come in and give you the estimate at your house on day one, it's going to stay the same. I love the fact that they're going to stand by their word. No matter what they find, they pull up your old tub, your old shower, that price will stay the same throughout the entire job. They can remake your bathroom in one day. It's bathfitter.com. Check them out online. Give them a call today. I'm sure they're still doing work during this quarantine world we're living in. 349-9940. Keep a safe distance from the folks. Clean things down. Why can't they come in and redo your bathroom in one day? 349-9940. It's bathfitter.com.
Hey, Cougie, it's me, Soccer Sam for Salvatore's Pizza. Sheet happens. Salvatore's 32-piece giant sheet pizza. Order Salvatore's for your next family or staff event. Party with Rochester-style pizza. And don't forget, coupons always at Salvatore's.com.
Wish you had someone who could help with your workers' comp case, like a good friend or family member. the attorneys at Connors and Ferris will sit down with you to discuss your case, and your attorney will personally return your phone calls. Connors and Ferris has helped over 9,000 injured workers receive the money they deserve.
Connors and Ferris, committed to serving you.
Call 262-COMP today.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Welcome to the Summit Federal Credit Union. Maybe you're in school, saving for college or working, or maybe you're doing all three at once. Whatever your situation, the Summit can help make your financial future bright. We'll help you choose the checking, savings, credit card, or investment options that are right for you. Join the Summit today. Visit summitfcu.org or come visit us at any branch. The Summit, here to help with every phase of your life. Membership eligibility required, subject to credit approval. The Summit Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We asked our employees their favorite thing about Vandersign, and they all said the same thing. They say they like the hometown atmosphere and lack of that typical auto mall feel. And that's exactly what their customers tell them. Vandersign Toyota is a relaxed, friendly place to do business. And there's always a Vandersign here to make sure things go smoothly. If you want to buy your vehicle somewhere like that, come to Vandersign. We want to move you.
Where you are on your health journey, the Y is here to help. The latest workout equipment, hundreds of exercise classes, free wellness consultations, all included in your membership. Free child watch and plenty of youth programming make the Y the perfect place for your entire family. Achieve your health goals with the help of the Y. Visit us in person or online at rochesteryMCA.org to join right now.
Get ready to fuel your hustle with an afternoon pick-me-up from Dunkin'. From 2 to 6 p.m., get any size Dunkin' iced coffee for $2. Sip smooth with our signature original blend. Go bold with a rich iced dark roast. Or try yours with new Girl Scout cookie-inspired flavors. Any size Dunkin' iced coffee is $2 from 2 to 6 p.m. Grab yours and keep on running. America runs on Dunkin'. Excludes cold brew, plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Think of the RIT In-N Conference Center, located at 5257 West Henrietta Road, for your next day, celebration, or meeting. 204 spacious sleeping rooms with hotel amenities, including indoor and outdoor heated pools, whirlpool, dry sauna, and 24-hour fitness center. The RIT In-N Conference Center provides everything needed for a comfortable night's stay. Visit rit.edu/RITIN. Make yourself at home at the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
Surprises can be great, except when they're not. Like when you're excited about a low car payment you saw advertised only to be blindsided by thousands of dollars due in the fine print. That's no fun. And that's why at Iad Honda, we're up front and make it easy. See, when we advertise payments, we already include everything, even the tax and fees. So you're not left wondering what you're really going to have to put down to get the car you want. It's just one of the many ways we make it easy and fun for you to get your new ride at Iad Honda.
New Salvatore's Touchless Delivery.
Salvatore's.com.
He's the one and only Dan Patrick, and he talks sports with you Monday, 9 till noon, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
We are back on the Jonathan Ferris High School Sports Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Pizza. My name's Jeff DeVeronica, and I'm doing the show from my basement because we were told that we shouldn't go to the studio downtown Rochester. Our great producer, Rich Jones, in there. He's there, and I put him through so many hoops he's going to jump through, so I appreciate it, Richie, for sure. Let's go back to the specialties hotline and welcome on our final two guests of the day. First, welcome on our Pittsburgh Pub Athlete of the Week. We're calling her our featured athlete of the week because She hasn't really competed in more than a week for sure. Her name's Monique Hardy. She is a senior. She's going. She goes to Webster Thomas. She's going to LSU on a track and field scholarship. She's a four-time state champion in the weight throw, including this March, a few weeks ago. She's the owner of nine section five titles. Her throw on February 8th in New York City at the Millrose Games at the Armory of 66 feet, 11 and a quarter inches, is the second best ever for a high school athlete, ever. She has top 60 feet with throws more than anyone ever as a high school athlete. Monique, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Speak up a little bit if you could. We're going to bring on your coach in a minute, but how did you first get into this sport? Who said, hey, you got to try this? Or did you go, you say, I want to try this?
I started out, running and everything, on the track, and then I just sort of, worked my way into throwing. So I started out summer of eighth grade, so started out pretty early.
Were you really good right away?
No, not at all. I just sort of worked my way through over the years, and it sort of paid off.
Coach Carpenter, Matt Carpenter, the throws coach for Webster Thomas. Let me ask you a little bit about Monique, and not trying to be funny here, but how important is technique here for Monique? Is it more about brute strength, or is it about technique, or all of it?
With Monique, I think, you're trying to build the perfect weight thrower, I think, you couldn't do much better than Monique. Coming into her freshman year indoor was my first season at Webster Thomas with the indoor program. And, in the first meet of the year, she had a decent throw, 28 feet, and I knew something was cooking. And, she ended up at the end of the year going to New Balance Nationals, becoming an All-American in the emerging elite level throwing. Almost 50 feet as a freshman. And from there, she took off running. But I think that the number one thing comes down to, it's all technique. I think people think that, they see athletes and they see throwers as just being, big and strong, but, you separate yourself with the time you put in outside of practice and really honing your technique. And, she's done everything she needs to do to be where she needs to go,
We're talking with Modi Cardi from Webster Thomas. She's a state champ four times over in the weight throw. And Matt Carpenter, her throws coach for Webster Thomas, here on the Connors Affairs High School Sports Show. Monique, you didn't get to keep competing sectionals this year? Is that right?
No, I didn't.
What's up? What happened?
So at Millrose Games, after I threw, I sprained my ankle. And then 2 weeks later, it was sectionals. So I'd make a judgment call based off of if I wanted to compete at sectionals or not. And I just took the bye week and just to be 100% ready for states and nationals.
And so you made is this like a swimming where you had to hit a qualifying distance to qualify for states? So it didn't matter that you didn't compete in sectionals? So you were still allowed to compete in states?
No, it didn't really matter. I mean, there isn't really a qualifying number at sectionals you need to hit. You just need to be competing at state qualifiers in order to go to states. So sectionals was a good week to really just rest and just lift, instead of trying to push it and everything. Because, it also gave a chance for other girls to really show if they got at sectionals as well. So
you're going to LSU in the fall, and I guess how fortunate do you feel that you've got this college thing all nailed down? Because I'm sure there's a lot of athletes and students who are really worried about what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to be in my position right now. I'm so grateful to be going to this amazing school and just to have it all over and done with and that I did in the fall. Really helped me, especially what's going on with the virus and everything. I guess it's just, it really paid off. The time that I really had to research all my schools and everything, and I got it done. So I guess I'm pretty fortunate to have that over with.
Matt Carpenter, what? Give me something about Monique that only you as her coach knows, and maybe the rest of the world doesn't know. What? Anything funny? Anything about her training technique? Can you tell us? Anything you guys joke about?
The one thing that has really impressed me with Monique is, in this day and age, it's hard for kids to be successful in everything they do. And it really shows to her character that she's been able to, stay focused, not only in school, but also what she needs to do on and off of the track and, and in the circle. But the one thing that I love about Monique is, she can, we'll be joking around and, having fun at practice. And then she goes into this zone where, when she steps in the circle, she focuses. Some kids have a tough time. If someone says a joke before they step in, they keep giggling and they get in the circle. But Monique just shuts it off. She knows as soon as she steps in the circle what she needs to do to be successful. And I think that's one thing that's going to help her going forward.
Hey, Matt. And hey, Kara. Or Sarah, I beg your pardon. This is wife, Kara. Sorry. Monique Hardy, thanks for coming on the show. Congrats on being our Pittsburgh Club Athlete of the Week. We got to run to our last show. So we'll talk probably from the basement again, folks. You're listening to the Connors and Sarah's High School Sports Podcast.
Maybe this new 2020 Hyundai Palisade at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece has got me.